A boomer.
Now what is
that's
that?
A red, that's a little red squirrel. It's got a between the ground squirrel and the chipmunk and the gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Now the chipmunk is the same thing. The chipmunk is the same thing as the ground
squirrel.
Ground squirrel. Yeah. And the boomer is red.
Red.
Do they ever now? They have ever called fox squirrel?
We don't have no fox squirrel. A fox squirrel is larger than a boomer.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I ever seen one, but I've read about them. Uh-huh. I think they're a larger squirrel.
The two kinds that you have though are just the
gray squirrel and the boomer.
And the boomer
and the chipmunk, the ground squirrel.
And the boomer is smaller than the
gray squirrel.
Than the
now they claim that boomer will chase gray squirrels and pull them out of the country.
Is that right?
Yeah. They
Do you still see?
I've heard that said. I don't know.
Do you still see boomers around here?
Yes, but not very often. Uh-huh. They where there's walnut trees and black walnut, what?
Uh-huh. They don't fly though. That's not.
No.
That's
not, we have a flying squirrel. I forgot about the flying squirrel.
Uh-huh. What color are they?
Well, they're kind of like the boomer. They're kind of a red.
Uh-huh.
Great.
That's a kind of a. Are they bigger than the boomer?
No, I'd say about the same size.
So, and is the hair on the boomer about the same length as that on the flying squirrel?
I'd say it is. About the same.
So, how can you if a flying squirrel isn't flying, how could you tell a boomer from a flying squirrel? If you saw two of them sitting on a limb, could you tell one from the other?
I just wouldn't know. Sure you could. Because a boomer, he got his tail up. He got a pretty tail like a gray squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And a flying squirrel, not like that.
Uh-huh.
They're flabby. They're a flabby thing. They spread out. You know they can spread out when they fly. They can't really fly. They just get way up in a tree and then they sail down at an angle.
Uh-huh.
And then they run up and go again.
I see. The boomer does the boomer move faster than the gray squirrel?
Well, I'd say he can move just fast, if not faster. Uh-huh. They can really get around.
All right. Now, do you fish? Do you do any fishing? Have you?
The only fishing I do is on the very head of this Gentler's Creek, way back in the mountains there for the little speckled mountain trout.
Uh-huh. Is that the only kind of fish that...
There's a few rainbow trout up to the falls of that creek,
mm-hmm.
but there's none above it.
Mm-hmm.
Them little speckled trout, they're come on up near mm-hmm. the head of the creek.
Are there no fish in Laurel Creek?
Oh yeah.
What kind?
Well, a brown trout, rainbow trout. Used to be plenty of carp and horny heads.
Now, Is there another kind of fish that has horns other than the horny head?
I don't know that.
What color is a horny head?
Well, he's kind of dark. I don't know. Dark brown, light colored underside.
Do they have a kind of fish that's something like that only? And does the horny head have scales?
Yeah. Well, not so much. Just he's rough. Kind of rough skin.
Another fish that's kind of like that that doesn't have that really doesn't have any scales at all?
I wouldn't know about that.
Did you ever hear of a hog molly?
Oh yeah.
Now what's a hog molly?
Well, that's something with a great big mouth and head, and I don't know, they catch them once in a while. But they're in this creek.
Mm-hmm. Do they have horns?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I think I've seen them. I've heard talk about them. But they're not eatable, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone eats them, hog mollies.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a sucker, what they call a sucker.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's a smooth-skinned fish.